ABC Radio Australia.
It's the second day of a nationwide lockdown in Samoa, and it's not because of a rising COVID-19 outbreak, but the result of a government push to prevent that from ever happening with a mass vaccination effort. Businesses and most government offices are closed, and people have been asked to stay at home while vaccination teams make their way from village to village. And if possible, as Mackenzie Smith reports, the aim is to have the entire population vaccinated by the end of the day.
Breaking the quietude of an unusual lockdown is a convoy crawling through Tufulele region. They're on the lookout for red flags hoisted around trees, draped on fences or wrapped around telephone poles. A sign to officials that someone in the household needs a COVID-19 vaccine. Pulotu Lyndon Chuling is leading one team of vaccinators, and he says he's been surprised by how many have yet to get their first dose.
Some of the villages that I have been with, the team that does with me, they don't have red flags, but they just realize that we are coming to do their injections and all that. They just realize that with the other people coming out of their houses, they also join them and do the vaccination.
Pulotu's day job is chief executive of Samoa's Ministry of Commerce, Industry and Labour, but now he's in charge of a vaccination team of 30 travelling through Samoa's villages. The government is aiming to vaccinate 99% of the population with their first dose by the end of today. As of last week, it had reached 81%. Pulotu says Samoans remember all too well what can happen when not enough people are vaccinated. More than 80 people, most of them children, died from measles in late 2019 because of low vaccination rates.
The lessons learned is the onus is on each and every one of us to make sure that we are vaccinated. The drugs are free, the services are free, and it's only a matter of commitment for us individually to go to the hospital and do the vaccination.
A freelance journalist, Maina Misa for Mai Papali'i, says there was a similar mass vaccination campaign during the measles epidemic with the same system of red flags used. But she believes the public's response this time is more positive.
When their teams went out and you can hardly find that the red ribbon on the road, you know, some villages, it's only 1, 3 or 5 houses. But this vaccination is different from the measles. You can see there are a lot of people, they want to be vaccinated.
She says while Samoa has so far been spared the COVID-19 pandemics of some neighbours, many are wary that they could still face a similar fate. Nearby American Samoa recorded its first case of COVID-19 just last week.
The situation that Samoan are looking at Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, and even American Samoa, which is the one close to us. I think that is where everyone is being aware right now and, you know, really want to get vaccinated.
Helen Petusis-Harris, a vaccinologist at the University of Auckland, says taking vaccines door-to-door will help win the trust of the public.
I think it can be more effective if solutions are community-specific. Communities know what their people need. You know, often those community-driven solutions are more, can be really effective. Making those vaccines easy to get and bringing in the community can, I think, make a big difference.
Dr. Petusis-Harris says the vaccination lockdown could be effective in other Pacific countries that haven't yet achieved high vaccination rates.
I think we know from experience also sort of in New Zealand as well that, for example, we've just been in lockdown here in Auckland and a lot of people access vaccines very quickly or sort of overnight. And so that certainly had an effect. But the other thing is taking mobile units out into the communities is, you know, known to be very helpful and very effective.
Still, not everyone's happy with the two-day lockdown. A minister at the Peace Chapel Church in Apia, Samoa Unoi, has already had his two doses of the vaccine and he'd rather be out and about.
I'm over 60. And my wife is 60, so our age group has been doing really well. You know, we've already done our doses. This is the only complaint we have. They soon have shut down the whole nation for 2 days, especially people like us. We've already, been vaccinated.
But he concedes the lockdown is a good opportunity for young people who haven't been eligible for the vaccine for as long as others. Anyone 18 and older, except immunocompromised and pregnant people, can be vaccinated in Samoa's rollout.
Mackenzie Smith reporting there.